The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, planet people. This is Kev Energy on the show Heaps More Energy, where solar is made simple. This show has been brought to you by Heaps More Energy New Zealand for solar monitoring services. The show is predicated on the responsibilities and rights inherent in us all to take part in the conversation and not just talk the talk, but walk the walk. Solar Made Simple is every Monday morning at 9:30 a.m. with a replay on Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. And of course, it's online all the time with Fresh FM, and you can podcast that at any time that suits you. Kia ora, planet people. Kev Energy on this wonderful spring day, or very close to spring. But if we believe nature, we need to follow nature's laws, not our own. Which brings me to the point of today's dissertation. And it's a question I've asked myself a while now. Are we getting to the point of no return? The big P, or SUP, stop using plastic, has not gathered any traction in Geneva for the many hundreds of so-called boffins trying to change it around. And the oil states have yet again. So, sad to say, I believe we are pivoting on the cliff face of drowning in our own plastic waste. So, with respect to the RNZ SCED, World Pollution Plastic Pollution Treaty talks collapse with no deal. This was on the 15th of August. Talks aimed at striking a landmark global treaty on plastic pollution fell apart Friday without agreement. Like no agreement, as countries fail to find a consensus on how the world should tackle the ever-growing scourge. It's a pandemic, it's a scourge, whatever you want to call it. It's building up at a fantastic rate of knots, as we'll see shortly. Negotiators from 185 nations worked beyond Thursday's deadline and through the night in an ultimately futile search for common ground. Almost designed to fail. Twin sword approach. The common ground between nations wanting bold actions such as curbing plastic production and oil producing states preferring to focus on more narrowly on waste management. Or talk about kicking the rubbish tin down the road. That's exactly what that's about. And it's about time we, as plastic polluters, converters with the refusalator, we need to refuse this kind of approach. So several countries voiced bitter disappointment as the talks unraveled, but said they were prepared for future negotiations. Yet another kick the can down the road, if we've got enough road left. And despite six rounds of talks over 3 years now, having failed to find any agreement. We have missed a historic opportunity, but we have to keep going and act urgently. In fact, more urgently, if anything. The planet and present and future generations need this treaty, said Cuba. The country of Colombia added, the negotiations were consistently blocked by a small number of states who simply don't want an agreement. How is it they have such power? Tuvalu, speaking for 14 Pacific small island developing states, said they were once again leaving empty-handed. For our islands, this means that without global cooperation and state action, millions of tons of plastic waste will continue to be dumped in our oceans, affecting our ecosystem, food security, livelihoods, and culture, the Polynesian archipelago said. These are the precursors to a fate we don't want to consider, but it seems to be we're blinded by it. Pollution fight cannot end here, it says. The High Ambition Coalition, which includes the European Union, Britain and Canada, and many African and Latin American countries, wanted to see language on reducing plastic production first and foremost, and the phasing out of toxic chemicals used in plastics. It's a no-brainer, but let's see why it wasn't going to work. A cluster of mostly oil-producing states, calling themselves the like-minded group. Pariahs, in my book, including Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Russia, Iran and Malaysia, want the treaty to have a much narrower remit. Some hope on the horizon, maybe? They say, our views were not reflected without an agreed scope. This process cannot remain on the right track and risk sliding down a slippery slope, said Kuwait. Well, that slippery slope is paved with oil, and you know what happens when you're on a slippery slope with oil, it's only one way and that's down. Bahrain said it wanted a treaty that does not penalise developing countries for exploiting their own resources. Without any regard for the rest of the world, it's, as long as it's all about me, hashtag me too, I'll develop, dig baby dig, etc., etc. France's ecological transition minister, Agnès Pannier-Runacher, said, I'm disappointed and I'm angry, saying a handful of countries, guided by short-term financial interests, had blocked the adoption of an ambitious treaty. So the ambition is there. It's just that we're getting these roadblocks by small-minded, myopic-thinking states thinking they can dictate to us at all. We have to do something about it. They go on. Oil-producing countries and their allies have chosen to look the other way, like on the superhighway. Keep walking, can't see any cars coming, but we're going to get smashed by this wave of plastic pollution. So the future of negotiations are not immediately clear. Some countries called for a seventh round of talks in future, with the EU saying the latest draft was a good basis for a resumed recession, and South Africa insisting it cannot end here. So hope against hope. How do we capitalise on that? Let's see what happens. Talks in Geneva, called after the collapse of the fifth and supposedly final round of talks in South Korea late last year, opened this year on August the 5th. With countries far apart, talks chair Luis Vallas Valdivieso produced a draft text Wednesday based on the limited areas of convergence. And he is in fact the chairperson of the negotiating committee that aims to develop a legally binding instrument on plastic pollution. But it was immediately shredded by all sides. Blinkered approach, plunging the talks into disarray, with the high ambition group finding it shorn of all impact, and the like-minded group saying it crossed their red lines and lacked scope. Vallas spent Thursday in a frantic round of negotiations with regional groups and produced a new version after midnight. Lead negotiators then held a meeting behind closed doors to thrash out whether there was enough in the text to keep talking. But shortly before sunrise, the game was up, game over. Dumped, burned and discarded. This is what we face. More than 400 million tonnes of plastic are produced globally each year. Half of each is for SUP, single-use items. So, Planet People, it is on us, it's still on us, but we need more of us to stop using single-use plastic. Stop doing it. If you're buying milk in a milk bottle, shame on you. I'm sorry, it's shame on you. You don't have to do it. There are other ways to do it. And if $1.50 is not enough to save you and your kids' future, well, then so be it. You're on the slippery slide with oil underneath your feet. So while 15% of plastic waste is collected for recycling, only 9% is actually recycled because of many factors, including chemicals, additions and the like. Nearly half, or 46%, ends up in landfills. Okay, do the maths. There's just under 200 metric tons. It gets produced with all the climate factors involved. It gets put onto product. People open the product, throw it away, it gets binned. I mean, like, what part of no don't you understand? So of the 46% that ends up in landfills, there's 17% that's incinerated, and all the toxic gases are going to come from that, and 22% is mismanaged and becomes litter. So we put in context the amount of litter that's going into the ocean. That's where we need to concentrate on. We can pick up the pieces of straws, and we can do what we had talked about 2 weeks ago. It's simple swaps. Start the simple swaps amongst the family, and you'll be able to see how it's going to work. Waste-Free Wanda's got that on her YouTubes, and she's a great lady, so we'll finish that show today with that in mind. The plastic pollution problem is so ubiquitous that microplastics have been found in the highest mountain peaks. Please listen up. In the deepest ocean trench, and scattered throughout almost every part of the human body, because we're eating fish that are taking it on. It's all about the sea. Why can't we see the solution? And that is SEE in the SEA solution. It's time, gentlemen, it's time. 2040 is not long away. On current trends, annual production of fossil fuel-based plastics will nearly triple by 2060 to 1.2 billion tonnes. Triple. Wow. While waste will exceed 1 billion tonnes, so at the moment it's 200 metric tonnes, according to the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development. So you can listen to this, the full podcast with Radio New Zealand News, and it is on the RNZ app and by Robin Millard, who is the AFP, Agence France-Presse reporter. Plastic people out there, this is not the show you want to hear. Keep listening to, because we are going to beat this drum till it comes out home. Let's hear what Waste-Free Wanda has to say about this. Let's see if we can start doing something about this and simply stop using plastics unnecessarily or manage them in a better way. Are you taking your soft plastics to New World, Countdown, the warehouse? The solutions are out there. We have to stop for a minute, wash out the plastic, dry it on the washing line, put it in clean plastics. The recycling centre at Wekapekas, they're doing their bit. At the end of the day, we still have to do the waste management trick. However, how do we stop what's happening in Geneva? Well, that's another story for another day. So have a listen to the music. You enjoy your day, and SUPs, stop using plastic. Talk soon. Cheers. Planet protectors, the choice is being a protector or a polluter. So That's your choice, and that's our show. Looking forward to having you next week, 9:30 on Fresh FM, online all the time. Have a great day.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.